From the land of the Grand Theater of our city in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the closing market report for the 25th day of October 2016. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. We'll check in with the state statisticians to see what harvest progress is like across the Corn Belt. And we'll hear also from Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Dan O'Brien will be here, too, from K-State Extension to talk about agricultural energies on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do find us online at WILLAG.org.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. We're just a month away from the Farm Assets Conference. Time now to get your tickets. It's just $30. Should be a great day. We'll have all kinds of things happening, including a Farm Bill listening session. We'll take up big data. We'll take a look at farm management and precision agriculture as it relates to nitrogen, some brand new work from the University of Illinois. And of course, we'll have our commodity corn and soybean panels as well. Farm Assets Conference, $30, November the 22nd. That's Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. Pick up your tickets right now. You can do that at willag.org or farmassetsconference.com. We're joined now by Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Hey, good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. What a beautiful day for harvest.
Oh, it's a gorgeous day out there. Farmers are busy probably finishing up a few acres of corn if they have them, and most of them, I think, are in soybeans at this time. How about in your area?
Just the opposite, Todd. Most of the beans are done in our area, and they're working on their corn crop over here now, with just the opposite of how the harvest went. But, everybody's out there going strong today, and we see semis rolling, and we see combines rolling all over here. So, very busy day for the farmers.
What happened in Chicago?
Very little happened in Chicago. It was a pretty listless morning and afternoon, just being a very narrow trading range in the corn. The beans didn't get too far away from unchanged overnight, and just very quiet. We did get a nice announcement this morning about 516,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. And Egypt has a wheat tender out there, but it didn't look like we were going to get any of that. Russia was the lowest bid at 183.
What are your expectations for the rest of the week?
Well, I think, as we go on, it's sort of a push and pulls to see whether the farmer is going to have to come to the elevator hard and maybe get a little bit of a end of harvest push at the elevators like that. In an Illinois elevator poll, they said the farmers are selling about 20% to 30% of their corn off the combine and 15% to 30% of their beans off the combine. And, we've never had, tremendously long lines that last over a day or two over here. And I think that, maybe this last push that knocks things down isn't going to come. We have seen the basis, in fact, actually narrow in about 5 cents on the corn over here at the local elevators, and at the on the beans probably about a nickel to what they were earlier in the month.
Can we continue to maintain a counter-seasonal? And I suppose we don't want really to do that. That might turn us a bit lower at this point. But we've had pretty good prices in terms of a rally, given the size of the crop that we thought was coming.
Yeah, the seasonals do suggest that corn and beans tend to bottom right at or just after harvest and that way. So I guess being this little run-up going into it, if that's sort of the bottom and they turn up, that'd be a good to stay instead of being counter-seasonal. But, right here we're in the middle, and I think I had it said to me by three or four different customers today that I said, well, what do you think of the market here? And he says, I think it's too high to buy and too low to sell. I'd like to see it move one way or the other so I could do something. So I think that's where we're all sitting at, like to see a little bit of move before we decide to push our sales ahead a little more or a little lower so we could buy something.
If you're taking corn across the scale today in your area, do you want to go ahead and store it?
I don't think I do. I don't think I want to pay commercial storage on it at these prices right now. I'm looking more at trying to replace it with either an option or futures or a bull call spread.
Mm-hmm. And what do we see on the world side of the marketplace. I know China has stalled out a little bit in their harvest season. I think they've gotten a little wet again. However, their nation is actually looking to subsidize their producers again. They made that announcement this week. They're not going to make sales that we thought that they might in the corn. Is this good news for farmers in the United States, do you suppose?
Well, yeah, it is, because they've quit selling the corn out of theirs. They are subsidizing their farmers some, so that keeps their price of corn. Which, remember, they put 2 million metric tons of corn up with for tenders that could be sold, and stay within the WTO rules. They can't be selling that under the price of what they're subsidizing their farmers for. So that takes us up to basically $3.85 or so on the price. So that does give us 30 to 40 cents up move before that they would possibly come into the market and the world market. So that is a good thing for our farmers.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, John.
Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows 61% of the corn across the nation has been harvested. The rolling five-year average is 62%. Soybeans stand at 76%. That's the same as the rolling five-year average. Now, here are a couple of updates, one from Iowa and one from Illinois, and the USDA state statisticians.
This is Doug Hartwig, Deputy Director for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Upper Midwest Region, with the Iowa Weekly Crop Progress and Condition Report. Corn for grain and soybean harvest progress remains behind both last year and the five-year average pace. Besides harvesting, other activities included chopping and baling corn stalks, fall tillage, and manure applications. 52% of the corn crop for grain has been harvested, 4 days behind the five-year average. Moisture content for corn being harvested was at 17%, down 1 percentage point from the previous week. Corn condition was rated with 83% good to excellent. Southeast Iowa is the only area of the state with over two-thirds of the corn for grain harvested. 77% of the soybean crop has been harvested, more than 1 week behind last year and 6 days behind the average. Farmers in southwest and south central Iowa still have over half of their soybean crop to harvest. Grain movement from farm to elevator was rated 12% none, 25% light, 37% moderate, and 26% heavy. Off-farm grain storage availability was rated 20% short, 75% adequate, and 5% surplus. On-farm grain storage availability was rated 26% short, 70% adequate, and 4% surplus. That is the Iowa Weekly Crop Progress and Condition Report for the week ending October 23, 2016. I'm Doug Hartwig, Deputy Director for USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service, Upper Midwest Region.
This is Mark Schleusener, State Statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Harvest continued across the state, with most producers working on soybeans rather than corn. Producers were also busy with fall tillage, wheat planting, and hauling grain. Northern parts of the state received little or no rainfall last week, while central and southern areas had near normal or above normal precipitation. Overall, the state averaged 3/4 of an inch of rain, which was just slightly above normal. Corn harvest advanced 10 points and is now 83% finished, compared to 91% 1 year ago and 75% for the 5 year average. Soybeans harvested are now 76% complete, up 18 points from 1 week ago, well behind last year's 91% and just slightly behind the 5 year average of 77%. Wheat planting is now 68% complete, up 25 points from 1 week ago, and just 1 point ahead of the five-year average planting pace for this date. The first condition rating of the 2017 wheat crop shows 3% of acres in very poor condition, 1% of acres are in poor condition, 28% fair, 47% are good, and 21% of acres are in excellent condition. 38% of wheat acres have emerged compared to 34% normally. The sorghum crop is 61% harvested compared to 85% 1 year ago and 70% normally. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Our thanks to the state statisticians for their weekly updates of crop progress across the Midwest. Each and every Tuesday, we take time to discuss the agricultural energies, biodiesel, ethanol, and other parts of that segment. This week, we're joined by K-State Extension agricultural economist Dan O'Brien. Dan, thanks for being with us today. What is it that you see in the agricultural sector today, especially ethanol?
We see trends in ethanol prices not collapsing. And, you know, in agriculture, Todd, when you're looking around and seeing the low grain prices that we have right now during harvest, we're looking for positive news. And really, there's a positive message coming out of the ag energy sector now. Both ethanol and biodiesel profitability is maintaining a positive mode. Ethanol prices so far for plants in Iowa, working with the model that we're trying to calculate all the profitability or loss numbers with. In Iowa, so far we're averaging about $1.52 for the price of ethanol for the month of October. Costs, by our calculations, with low corn prices, at about $1.37. So we're still seeing about 15 cents per gallon of profitability, and that bodes well for those plants continuing to operate and to keep the pace of use of ethanol, of corn for ethanol production going. And it's all positive. In the bigger picture, we'll need energy usage as well as exports and livestock feed usage and wet milling all coming in and using up corn to work our way out of the large stockpile situation that we're in.
Since about the month of August here on our programming content, every week we mentioned at some point ethanol and its demand, consumption for that product. Has the price of ethanol been rallying for very long?
Yes, and again, in the ethanol sector, everything's on the margin. So you're looking at ethanol relative to RBOB, RBOB gasoline futures. And yes, since about the first part of September, we've been on a fairly steady, scarily consistent trend to the higher side, from about $1.40 to the low side up to, again, $1.60, $1.61. So that's a positive. RBOB also has been moving up to the higher side. So that's, you know, for the gasoline industry overall, sure, that's good too. But the ratio has still maintained at about 1.05, and at a, again, for October so far, about $1.61 for ethanol and about $1.53 for RBOB for average. So again, that's a positive, you know, in terms of an output versus an input for ethanol plants. You're seeing a positive trend there.
Let's talk about capacity very quickly. Is U.S. ethanol capacity capable of very much expansion from where we are? I was kind of the opinion, I believe, that there isn't really a lot of headroom left in the United States to produce more ethanol.
You know, it looks like following the numbers of the Renewable Fuels Association, with the latest that they put out, dated October 6th, we've been real consistent about the last 3 years, from about 2013, about 14.9 billion gallons capacity, up to 15.1 2014, about 15.5 2015, 15.6 2016, we haven't, and that's the name, you know, the boilerplate capacity. We've been told at times that if we can push beyond that, you know, with extreme efficiency. So, but I think your point is well taken, in that if there seems to be some moderate to marginal expansion going on, but when the Renewable Fuel Standard ruling came down that there was not to be, or at least the EPA wasn't going to support the original amount of RFS expansion going into the future, that really made each step from that point on in terms of the industry expansion, much more of a, I guess, kind of a Missouri-oriented show me deal in that we're seeing some expansion, but it's not so much anything that's expanding now is driven by profitability and hard market economics rather than the cover of what could be provided from the EPA renewable fuel standard.
And you mentioned early on that there was about 15 cents of net profit in this month, and there has been for a while now. Can you tell me just a bit more about the ethanol price, the costs, and the profits, and what that really means?
Well, yeah, you know, when we're looking at an industry that operates on the margin, and the price of corn especially as harvest has come on, we're looking at prices of about $3.15 for corn there in Iowa on average for this month of October. Distillers grains prices have dropped off. If there's a weakness in the armor, it's that that distillers grains prices aren't up around $150 per ton as they were. They're closer to $100. So if that trend continues, that could be an issue that could hurt the profitability of plants. But so far, again, it's held around $100. We'll see where it goes from here. So you got those going on, and then again, as we've talked about, ethanol prices in and of themselves have held up decently, and in fact from for over the last two or three months, instead of dropping to, you know, if you took a real pessimistic view, you'd wonder about where the economy's going, et cetera. Well, gosh, are we dropping to a dollar? Well, we haven't. We've held up at $1.35, $1.40, $1.45, and now here in October so far about $1.52. So that's all a positive, I guess, and we'll take it at this point in time.
What do we see in the soybean oil or the biodiesel side?
Soybean oil and biodiesel, as we look at the biodiesel processing industry, we looked at prices for biodiesel as recorded at plants in Iowa at about $3.24 so far for the month of October. And by our numbers, looking at the cost of production figures, again, pretty much looking at what's been happening in soybean oil as a real bellwether for that, cost about $3.17. So $3.24 price, $3.17 cost, we've got a profit of about 7 cents a gallon. And that's down from where we had been, in the spring and in March and April, where we were up closer to 20 and 30 cents, et cetera, or more. Well, now we're trending down closer to break even. But again, I'd contend that in any of these industries that's maintaining profitability right now is a positive note for agriculture here in the U.S. as we're trying to work our way through these stockpiles of grain and oilseeds.
Dan, thanks so much for taking so much time with me today. I do appreciate it.
Todd, take care.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is with us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast for the Corn Belt as farmers wrap up their harvest season.
Well, you know, so far so good in terms of nothing that really looks too bad in terms of getting things too wet. We've been able to have a bit of an extension of summer for most of the nation's midsection and east, including the Corn Belt. And that general trend is going to continue. We've got a couple of systems coming in from the West Coast, but they're going to really peter out as they head east. So at least through this week and likely into the upcoming weekend, harvest operations will not be impaired by any bad weather.
We've had warm temperatures, and it's been really a nice fall for producers to work outside. Will that continue?
It really does look like it'll continue, at least here through the weekend and probably in the early portions of next week. Now, as we get a little further ahead, as we get into November, especially by the second, third week in November, things are likely going to change to getting colder, more unsettled, probably more wet for most of the continental United States. But at least here, as we wrap up the month of October, I think we'll have some good weather for harvest operations.
Finally, something a little closer to home for you. What are conditions like in the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the Great Plains?
Well, they could certainly use some rain. And unfortunately, for getting some decent rainfall, it's going to be pretty spotty, at least here in the short term. Now, there are some hints down the road a ways, about a week or so, 10 days. There may be a low pressure system moving through the southern and central plain states that could moisten things up a bit. But at least in the short term, like many areas of the central and east, the western plain states having a pretty warm October so far.
Thank you so much and have a great week.
You too, Todd.
Hey, that's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you'd like to hear him again, you can do that at WILLAG.org. Just scroll down till you find the closing market report and punch play. Now, if you use other devices, or maybe you'd just like it to show up automatically on your device, you might search for us in iTunes. You'll find both Closing Market Report and Commodity Week there. Or you could look in the Google Play Store if you're using an Android device, or maybe you like Stitcher. Yep, we're there as well. Possibly you prefer to use the NPR One app. Why not? The Closing Market Report and Commodity Week are in that app as well. It's many, many places, and you can consume it however you'd like. If it's not where you want it, then let me know. I'd be glad to take care of that. It's tgleason@illinois.edu. One of my favorite places is to listen to it directly from Twitter. I post links there each and every day using my Twitter account. That's @CommodityWeek. It's all really simple and easy to find. Speaking of simple, one of the simplest things you can do right now is to go visit the FarmAssetsConference.com website. That's FarmAssetsConference.com. This is our November event, the 22nd day, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. Many of the folks that you hear on air will join us for that event. We'll take up the farm bill, big data, farm management, and commodity prices, of course. The Farm Assets Conference is Tuesday, the 22nd day of November in Normal, Illinois, at the Marriott Hotel right next to the ISU campus. The cost is just $30. I'm Todd Gleason.